Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh. Is he back? He's back. You know who's back, Hugh? You're one
who's
of your
back?
Favorites. Well, it's that time of the year. It's list season. Quarterback list season. Oh, we're back. All right, so a couple weeks ago, Pro Football Focus put out their list. And Hugh, I've been monitoring this because every year we get the Chris Sims quarterback list, right? He does his countdown backwards. So he starts with, like, the backup quarterbacks, and then he works his way down to the top guys in the NFL. And, Hugh, I saw he put out his 5 through 10 in the NFL. His number 5 through 10. I don't think he's put out his 1 through 4. We could probably guess that it's the 1 through 4 that most people have in some order. Mahomes and Allen and Burrow and Lamar, right? So they're separate. But he put out his number 5 through his number 10. Now, if you remember last time we discussed a quarterback list, Jalen was at number 5, right? The Pro Football Focus list?
Yeah.
Chris Sims, latest quarterback rankings entering the 2025 season. He has Jalen Hurts as the number 10 overall quarterback in the NFL. Let me quickly give you the other ones that he has above him, and then we'll get to hear from your guy, Chris Sims, on the quarterback and why he ranked him number 10. Here's what he has. Number 10, Jalen Hurts. Number 9, Baker Mayfield. Number 8, Justin Herbert. Number 7, C.J. Stroud. Number 6, Matthew Stafford. Number 5, Jaden Daniels. Here's Chris Sims on his podcast talking about his reasoning for Hurts at 10.
He brings a skill set to their offense that makes them almost indefensible with all the talent they have, and then what he brings to the table to kind of put it over the top to where you're just like, oh my God, what do we defend? We're trying to stop Saquon. We're trying to stop the receivers. Oh no. And then he scrambles or he keeps the ball in a quarterback design run, and we have to worry about that too. And it's just too many things to worry about. And that's where he's special for the Philadelphia Eagles and what he brings to the table for that football team. Now, is he perfect? No, he's not. I know that. And that's what we're going to discuss here a little bit. There's things that are last year you heard me say, and I had him ranked a few spots higher to where I said, listen, it was a down year, but there was things I liked about how he played in the pocket, the throws he made, the variety of throws he made, which I thought was something that was new 2 years ago when I went, oh, wow, damn, we're seeing more touch, a little more anticipation, all of that. So there was growth in the pocket. This year, again, there was moments of that. Right? And we saw that. And the cool thing is, he really saved his best moments for the last two games of the year, the two most important games of the year. Is he perfect? No. There's a reason he's at number 10. And there's still flaws in his football game that need to be addressed, need to be fixed. And, you know, they win the game still with him not playing perfect. And this is where, again, I do the dirty work to go, let me decipher here. Right? But there's no quarterback in football that has more advantages on the field at the position than Jalen Hurts.
Your reaction, Hugh Douglas, as Jalen Hurts ranked 10th on the Chris Sims QB list entering 2025.
Allow me to long talk for a minute, man, because I respect everybody that's in this space because we all have an opinion about quarterback play and Chris has played the position. I've never played the quarterback position. But Chris is in a unique spot where, for whatever reason, it feels like he doesn't like Jalen Hurts. And no matter how much he talks, he always doubles down, in my opinion, to the hate of Jalen Hurts. Because let me tell you what I heard in that cut, in a synopsis, just to sum it up for you.
Because he kind of long-talked it.
He said, and if you play it again, Kyle, you will hear it, because he started out penalizing Jalen for having talent around him.
Believe the quote he said is, no one has more advantages
yes.
on the field
so
with
I,
him.
So I took that as having talent around him.
But that, I took the same way.
And he then proceeded to say that he has certain advantages because of his skill set. He has certain advantages. And this is where I have a problem with what he said. The biggest problem, Joe, is because he said that he has to take the deep dives to figure out, like, to tell you the flaws in his game. Mm. In that statement, where did he tell you the flaws in Jalen's game as a passer? Like, that's the problem that I have with it. I'm all for you critiquing Jalen and not liking Jalen. Perfect example, Dan Orlovsky, because, like, when you look at Dan and when he talks about the quarterback play, Dan takes you behind the velvet rope, and he breaks down for you certain plays and certain abilities that quarterbacks have that when you leave listening to Dan, you feel like you've learned something. And I respect him for that. Now, you could take the role that, well, Dan wasn't a good quarterback. Doesn't have to be a good quarterback to know the game.
Mm. Oh, yeah, of course.
When Chris Sims talks about Jalen Hurts, just play that cut again and listen to it. He basically starts out his synopsis by talking about Jalen being penalized for having talent around him. And then he tells you that he took a deep dive to break down his game. Where did he break down his game, Joe? Where did he talk about Jalen Hurts' presence in the pocket or maybe he's thrown off his back foot or he doesn't see the open receiver? When did he do any of that? That's the problem that I have.
Yeah, like you would, if he had said, like, he holds the ball too long, takes too many sacks.
He didn't do any of that. And that's why when he talks about, especially when he talks about Jalen Hurts, I always look at him with the side eye because he never breaks down. Like, where is one time where he's broken down Jalen Hurts' game to the point where you say, never looked at it like that. I am more than willing to sit here, and if you can explain it to me like I'm a two-year-old, why do you feel that way about Jalen? And I'll say, okay, because me and Kyle have had this conversation every day, and I know where Kyle comes from, and I know how he feels, and I'm okay with that. But when you listen to him say what he has to say, he gives you nothing to chew on.
So that, well, I understand your perspective. Let me give you what I took away looking at his list and hearing him. And I don't have the answer to this question. How much does what he did in the championship and Super Bowl change what he did for the year? And what I mean by that is this. Hugh, if he had given you those rankings when the season ended, would anyone react strongly?
If he to what?
When the regular season ended, if a list came out and Jalen was ranked 10, would anyone have pushed back? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Right. I think Baker, for the regular season, played better than Jalen last year. Or like the number.
Baker played well.
Baker threw like 40 touchdowns,
yes.
Right? Justin Herbert had similar stats to Jalen during the regular season. Stroud, step back. That one we could quibble about. Stafford's obviously good. Jaden Daniels was in the MVP discussion, right? The playoffs changed everything.
It did.
And I'm telling you, if this list came out when the season ended, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to yell at Chris Sims for putting him 10? He was up and down during the season. The play, it's like, how much does that count when we do these lists?
For me, and you know what's funny? Because I was talking to some old heads this weekend, and we were talking about that. And we were talking about how much the game has changed, number one, and how it feels like, especially nowadays, that players, for whatever reason, are starting to hate on the players that are playing the game now. Now, when we talk about Jalen, we know what he isn't. We know that he doesn't have the arm of Josh Allen.
Right.
We know that he's probably not the field general that Patrick Mahomes is. But the one thing that he is a winner. And the last time that I checked, you're always in the NFL trying to put as much talent around your quarterback as much as you possibly can. Just like they went out and got what's the receiver that came in, Fluffy, from San Francisco?
Debo.
They went and got Debo for their quarterback.
For Jaden, yeah.
And nobody's saying anything about that. So you're mad. It's like, so this is what I hear when I hear that. You're mad at two things. You're mad at Jalen for having talent, and you're mad at Howie Roseman for having the wherewithal to do something that every other team has the ability to do, but they can't. And he has. He went out and got talent and put it around his quarterback and made him better. So that's what I hear. So when you talk to me as a former NFL player, and you know what I hear? Hell, I could have been a Pro Bowler or I could have been a Hall of Famer if I'd have played with Reggie White and Warren Sapp. Duh. But I didn't. So now he's being penalized because the GM in this organization has put talent around him and made him the Super Bowl MVP.
So I think there is one part of this that's hard for any of us to make a list, right? Like, because it's all within the team they play for, right? You can't, like, just in your mind put this player on that team. But we can do it with an exercise. Let me throw this at you. When we brought up the last quarterback list, we talked about those top four guys, right? Lamar and Mahomes and Allen and Burrow. I believe if you took Jalen off of last year's Eagles and put any of those four guys, I still think they probably win the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Now, with the group that Sims has above him, I don't believe that with every one of them. Mm-hmm. I don't believe last year's Eagles win the Super Bowl with C.J. Stroud. I was thinking that, too.
I don't think that.
He took a step back. I don't think he's ready to play in those big games yet. I'm not sure they win it with Baker Mayfield. I know that Baker played well last year, but I don't know if he could have done all the things Jalen did in those biggest games to win. Could they have won it with Justin Herbert?
Maybe.
That's where it comes. That's how I do it in my mind. Like, if we swap them, and I know it's an exercise in your brain, like, what would happen? And I still think with the great ones, the four great ones, I think the Eagles would have won anyway. This group that he has above Jalen, that's where it gets sticky for me because I'm like, I don't think they win the Super Bowl with C.J. Stroud last year.
See, here's the thing for me because, and I'm going to use Chris Sims as an example because this is where I think Jalen is, in my personal opinion. I haven't been in the huddle with him, but I've been in the huddle with people who have a commanding presence. And I'm going to go back to that cut where John Gruden was trying to get him to spit the play out. The one thing that I do know for certain about a quarterback, he has to be able to command 10 other people. And they have to believe in him when he's under center. They have to believe in him. Jalen has that. Like, you might not be the most talented guy on the field, but the talented guys around you believe in you. They believe in your ability. And time again, you can go back and you look at the cuts or listen to the cuts. Jordan Mailata, Saquon Barkley, they talk about Jalen's leadership and how he does things. Unquantifiable intangibles. Like, you can have a guy back there who is the sunshine down there in Jacksonville.
Lawrence.
Has all the talent in the world.
And he stinks.
He doesn't have that. Like, you can build, like, what we used to say, it was a saying called, look like Tarzan, play like Jane.
That's Lawrence for me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Looks like Tarzan, play like Jane. This game is a lot deeper than a lot of people understand because we get, just like when they go to the combine, they get caught up in the measurables.
Right.
The height, the weights, the throwing ability and everything like that. Jalen has something that I haven't seen, especially in this day and age, that I think people tend to forget. Jalen lost his job, and to me, that's a part of what makes him who he is. Jalen lost his job in college, and he stayed. And I know that might not sound like a big thing to a lot of people, but a lot of times, remember old saying back in the day when I was young, when the going get tough?
Tough get going.
The tough get going. The problem that I see with a lot of these kids nowadays, when the going get tough,
they run.
They get the hell on.
Yeah. Well, that's...
They move. They don't like adversity. They don't like change. So if it doesn't go the way that they want it to go, they leave and they go to a situation that fits them better. Jalen stayed, and Jalen has a commanding presence that commands you to respect him. That's the difference to me. And that's something that is obvious, and it's no disrespect to Chris Sims, that he will never understand because he's never had it.
Just a quick update. This show today, we had a Brady Bunch reference, and then when the going gets tough, the tough get going reference. We've aged ourselves.
I feel like an old ass preacher now.
you're out of control.
I'm just saying, man.
We had a guest in studio who said he was 33. The Brady Bunch reference
went straight over his head. It's just that, and I respect Chris Sims on a certain level because he's built his brand, and he does a hell of a job, but. You need the Jalen Hurts thing. you need to leave that one alone, in my opinion. To me, personally, you sound stupid.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's interesting. I brought up earlier when we talk about Jalen, we see different things. You felt that when you heard it. And the first thing I thought of was like, the ranking, if it was just the regular season, I think it made sense, right? Based on the regular season, because Jalen was up and down, some good for them. But once you throw the postseason in, 10 feels too low. He won the Super Bowl.
But here's the thing, Joe. We're taught, and this is where I feel the way that I feel. The way you start is not the way you finish. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, Deshaun Jackson, perfect example. I remember when Deshaun got drafted. I remember the air quotes, malcontent that he was when he was here.
Yeah, questions.
I remember all the trouble that Deshaun got into. Well, not a whole lot of trouble. I don't want to paint him in that light. But I remember him. He's not the same. I saw him, Wednesday? He's not that person that I met 10, 15 years ago. He's not. That's not him. So I think it's unfair to judge Jalen on the regular season when the postseason he was a different quarterback.
Well, but he was for the two games. He wasn't in the Rams and Packers game,
okay,
right? Those two, he looked like he was in the regular season.
And that's fair. But as he evolved and as we progressed through the season, he changed. And I only thing that I have to go on right now with Jalen is the last game that he played in, and he looked phenomenal.
Well, that he did. He was a Super Bowl MVP and well-earned. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Reaction to the latest Chris Sims list, ranked 10.
See what you've done?
We just brought the audio up. We played it. We gave a list out, and OG Wade wants to talk about it. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today? Welcome back, Nick. You.
What's going on,
OG, what's up?
Listen, Joe, I'm a little disturbed.
What did I
with
do?
You. Because and it's not just you, but whenever someone is talking about Jalen Hurts of comparing him to other quarterbacks, you know what the number one thing they always say? If you do this, if you put take Jalen off and put this quarterback, they would have. But here's the reality in that. Jalen is the reason that the Eagles' offense has the players that they have on it, as well as the defense.
Well, Howie's the reason they have the players.
Here's what I'm saying. If Jalen was not a hit for the Eagles, we'd be still looking for the quarterback.
I agree. So, yeah.
If it wasn't for Jalen Hurts.
I agree.
You wouldn't be able to put Lamar Jackson with Jalen Hurts.
No, but it's a thought AJ. Exercise. But there's
and
no.
The other thing
but
is,
OG, hold on. There's no other. There's no other way to do it. It's not like baseball where like one guy hits 40 home runs and the other guy hits 40 home runs and you just judge them against each other. They're all in different situations, playing with different people and different schemes. So it's not easy to do, so you kind of imagine, what if you swap them? How would it look?
See, that's where you, Joe, that's where you go wrong at.
Why?
See, all of y'all put Lamar, y'all put Josh Allen, y'all put Patrick Mahomes, you put Joe Burrow, all in elite, right? They're elite without Jalen's offense. So why would you have to put them on Jalen's team for them to win? If you're saying that they're better than Jalen where they are, so why aren't they winning? Didn't we watch Josh Allen get blitzed by the same Kansas City Chiefs that could not get home on Jalen Hurts and ended Josh Allen's season? He lost that game because he panicked and threw a damn Hail Mary when there was a player out in the flat.
Hold on a second. Didn't 1 year ago our season end in Tampa when Todd Bowles blitzed the crap out of Jalen Hurts and he took a safety?
Without his team?
Oh,
you're
my
right.
God.
Yes, without AJ and without all his weapons. Remember, Jalen had a broken finger in that game, right? See, yeah. you want
what
to
weapons
go there?
No, what I'm trying to do is it's a full body of work. It's not just one night in January, Josh Allen had an incomplete on fourth down, and he's a loser.
Super Bowl, Joe.
What?
He was the MVP.
So was Nick Foles. So was Nick Foles. So was Nick Foles and Joe Flacco and Eli Manning.
With Nick Foles. We talking about Jalen.
No, but
and Josh
but that's
Allen. Why did Josh Allen not be able to complete the damn pass to get to where Jalen is? He had the same opportunities.
Well, but a worse defense.
Well, wait a second. No. The Chiefs put up 30 points.
AFC Championship
the Chiefs
game, right?
Put up over 30 points. Do you not understand the games were different? Wait.
But he had to make one play.
But Jalen didn't have to make one play.
He could not make it.
But what one play did Jalen have to make to win the game? What's the one play? They didn't have to make one.
Jordan Mailata gave up the pressure when they said to all out blitz when Jalen took off and ran for 30 yards.
That play,
that won the Super Bowl.
The game was on the line in that play.
Hold on, take a deep breath.
You're making a case that one guy failed in a huge spot. My point is, we didn't get that spot with Jalen. That game never gave us that moment.
Right, and Jalen is the reason why you didn't get that spot.
No, the defense is.
Because
the defense.
He's able to extend and to continue good, meaningful drives, unlike your boy, Josh Allen.
Did the game come down? Wake up and realize
what you got OG. In Jalen Hurts, because if you don't, you're going to be sitting there with egg on your face and not knowing what the hell you're talking about.
OG, I think he's Jalen a good player. I think he's
more... For his team than any damn quarterback in the
NFL. He does not. This is why it's frustrating to talk about Jalen. I think he's a tremendous winner, and I love having him as Eagles quarterback. But like the idea that he's in a different level as everyone else in the sport is comical. Yeah, it's not true. It's not true. How come you're the only one who thinks this? You ever think, how come I'm the only one in the world that thinks this?
Joe, I don't care about how many other people thinks it.
No, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. None of us know anything. We're all fans watching the game. Tell me what you know. Hold on a second. You don't know anything. You know just as much as any of the rest of us watching the game.
I haven't seen Joel in a while.
Well, I mean, come on. Like, the idea that you don't know anything. You watch the game on Sunday like the rest of us. All I know is this. You don't have to go to anyone else's opinion, nor do I, nor does Hugh, nor does anyone else, right? We're all entitled to our own opinion. That's what makes this fun. But, OG, if you're the only one that thinks the sky is green and the grass is blue, maybe your eyes aren't working, man.
Give me 5 seconds and I can prove it.
Okay, five.
Five.
He told you.
Okay. Does Josh Allen call his line protections out? Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback in the NFL that's doing that.
No, oh, there is zero chance that's true.
What are you talking about?
Jalen Hurts is the only
You're making things up.
Hold on. What players do Josh Allen make have career years whenever they play with them? Every player that plays with Jalen Hurts has a career year.
Did A.J. Brown have a career year last year and Devontae Smith?
Yes, with Jalen Hurts. He's never had the years he had in Tennessee than he had with
He played with Ryan Tannehill. He sucks.
So now you want to give me a few. How about Saquon Barkley? Career year, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't think the line had anything to do with that?
With
what about the offensive line, OG?
That's a part of it, Joe. That's a part of it.
But you're entitled. But you're
the line that made Jalen Hurts have to run for 70 freaking yards in a Super Bowl.
They made him have to run.
So great.
They made him have to run. He took off because he saw a hole. What are you talking about?
Exactly, because you know why you see a hole, Joe? Because the defensive ends is beyond him. They already beat Jordan Mailata in the game.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's enough. I mean, there is delusion, and then there's whatever that was. The idea the offensive line has nothing to do with Saquon. The idea that Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback in the league that calls out his own protection. I mean,
That one's out of control.
Try to have a nice conversation with Hugh about a quarterback list.
The only one in the NFL that calls out protection.
Hugh, you don't believe that, right? He's not the only quarterback that calls his own protection.
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody does. That's the problem. All right, 215-592-9494. We can't do it. I mean, like, we're unable to have
it's a hot button topic, man. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that sitting here and we have this conversation about quarterbacks. Everybody hears different things when you criticize Jalen.
But I didn't criticize
Jalen. I know I'm not saying you did, but to a lot of people, when you mention his name and you try to be clear and concise about what it is about his game that you feel is flawed, People hear, that's why Kyle's laughing.
Well, because if you don't think he's perfect and the greatest quarterback ever in the history of the world, you're a hater and a jerk.
It's a polarizing conversation to have.
I think it's insanity. I mean, like, I don't even know. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand where it comes from that he's above everybody else.
I understand, but we're not adult enough to have the conversation. Well, that's the problem. I'm not saying we aren't adult enough, because I think we are. I just think the people that are listening, they don't listen. And they hear certain things, and it's like a dog whistle for them.
I just, like, the idea that he's far and above everyone else in the league is just not real.
Because, like, for me, example, the Chris Sims thing is a dog whistle, because it's, and I try to be fair, but he doesn't give you, where did he say in any of those quotes anything about his mechanics, his decision-making, or any of that?
Well, just in fairness to him, there was like a whole 15-minute segment that he did on his podcast about why he put Jalen Hurts 10.
There's a lot more.
But
was any of that about the mechanics, decision-making, or the way he reads defenses, or any flaws like that? Because if he did that, then I'm okay with it. But if it's not, then I have a problem with it.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here. You can react to the list. He has Jalen Hurts at 10, latest Chris Sims ranking. I think that's too low. My point, though, when I saw it, I was like, that probably made sense on the regular season. You add in the postseason, and that's where you got to boost him up. All right, your phone call's coming up on this. We'll check in with you people. And I hear we may have another incident with you to investigate. That's up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, we're finally here, people. Give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. Here's the kicker, though. Don't make Dad cook them. They have Tuscan herb, honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are flavors that match every dad's taste, every one of us. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, are we Kung Fu fighting now? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's Kung Fu fighting time. We fight out with the quarterback again?
It never fails, man, because, like I always tell you, nobody listens to what's being said. And everybody always has their opinion initially, so they don't hear anything else anybody else is saying.
Yeah, I think there's a very high level of sensitivity when we talk about Jalen Hurts. Because I don't think in the last segment anyone on this show critiqued Jalen Hurts. We talked about the Chris Sims list, right? He has him at 10. And my point was, if that was on the regular season, all right, it makes some sense. You throw in the postseason, and that changes, obviously, the conversation. And he's got to be ranked higher than a lot of those guys. And then it's about who would have won if we had him, and we had that guy, and all that. All right, your reaction to that, 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas believes the Philly season may have been saved last night, a turning point kind of moment. You buy in it, or you're like, come on, Hugh, what are you talking about? Because that's where I was at to start the show. But then he gave his Rocky speech, which was mostly very good about Otto Kemp and underdogs.
Hot dogs, because I didn't want to say no cuss words.
You threw glizzies in there for some reason.
Yeah, that was...
It just lost its steam at that point, but that's okay. All right, we're going to get to a little investigation on something that we have to question Hugh on in a few minutes here.
I don't think there's any questions.
I don't think so either. And you people coming up. First, though, back to the phone lines. Chuck and Manary. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Julio, what's the dealio, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Hey, listen, let me say this right about Jalen Hurts. Hey, I normally agree with you. You're wrong, man. You're wrong. And, you know, you guys keep saying, yeah, we're not criticizing Jalen, but you are criticizing him. because you're pitting quarterbacks as ahead of him. That shit, that, and he, you know, it shouldn't be ahead of him, man. I'm going to give you reasons why, right?
Okay, okay. I'm listening.
Lamar Jackson, right? He's not clutch. He's not clutch. He has all the talent in the world. Not clutch at all, okay? Jalen, you could make an argument he's probably most clutch quarterback in football. Josh Allen, to me, right, this is why you can't say they would have won a Super Bowl with Josh Allen or Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has just as much talent as Jalen when he's playing, and he's always injured. But nobody seems to talk about that. T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase is probably two of the best wide receivers in football, okay?
No O-line, no defense.
All right? And Josh Allen, to me, Buffalo is so stupid, right, that they don't really realize that Josh Allen's not Superman. See, here's the thing. We wouldn't have ran the ball as much with Saquon Barkley if Josh Allen was here. See, teams get a false sense of security with a quarterback like Josh Allen, and then he just lets you down in the playoffs because you don't have a clutch gene in him at all. He had opportunities to beat Patrick Mahomes, and he never seems to do so. Okay, and that's just the bottom line of it. So I'm just saying to you is this, right? Look at the bigger picture. Every running back that's played with Jalen Hurts has ran for the most yards ever, I mean, you know, in their career. Even Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders left the Eagles. He ain't done nothing. He ran for 1,300 yards with us, mm-hmm. Okay? And that's because Jalen's ability to keep that football and hold those linebackers is more important than what you're putting on to it. Okay, Saquon, great running back. Don't get me wrong. Tremendous player. You know, I'm one of the best ever. But he didn't. I've watched him for years with New York, and he never had the season he had until he came here and played. Okay.
So Chuck, I agree with some of what you said. So let me jump in. I agree with some of what you said. I do think that we, and maybe I, have don't give Jalen enough credit for that. How his legs impact the run game. I think it's huge. I think it's a big reason why you mentioned Miles, Swift. And even the best of Saquon, I'm with you on that. We should throw yeah. That should be more part of the value of Hurts conversation. I'm with you. As far as I'm going to disagree on Burrow though. He has two great receivers without question. He doesn't have a back like Saquon or an offensive line or a defense. That's a big part of the equation here.
But he had Joe Mixon.
He did.
Years.
He did. He didn't have him last year. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I mean,
he got to a Super Bowl. He did. But he doesn't have the defense we had last year. That we agree on.
Or the O-line.
Yeah,
the defense. But we went to a Super Bowl without that defense. And he outplayed the best quarterback that you guys keep putting up there at number one. I don't think he's number one.
Oh, he is number one.
This dude hasn't had a great season in 2.5 years. 2.5 years, Patrick Mahomes. And his Super Bowl numbers stink. You understand? Every time Jalen Hurts plays this dude in the Super Bowl, he outclasses him by a mile. By a mile. And you guys keep giving him number one status.
He's got to be number one. He's got three rings. No, he's been in five Super Bowls.
I don't care. I don't care about that. Listen.
Well, why does it matter for Hurts and not Mahomes? Hurts won the Super. If Hurts didn't win the Super Bowl, then we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now because nobody would have that crutch. Yet Mahomes doesn't get grace for three Super Bowls.
Mahomes hasn't had. When the last time he had a good regular season?
They just went 15 and
I mean, good is subjective. I mean, Chuck, good
Jalen didn't have a good regular season.
That's my point. Like, Jalen Hurts is regular. That's why when I said the Chris Sims list, I think he should be ranked higher than 10. I said that to you, Hugh. 10's too low.
Yes, you did.
But if we base it, if the criteria was the regular season, it wouldn't have been crazy to put him in.
And that's a fair assessment.
And then it becomes how much is the championship game and the Super Bowl worth to this whole discussion? And
a lot of weight.
A lot of weight.
In my opinion.
And that's why I think if we're being fair, Stroud's got to move over. And as much talent as Justin Herbert, he's got to move over too because he's been a dog in the postseason.
Yeah.
Like the way we talk about Josh Allen, that's Herbert in the playoffs. Josh Allen has played well in the playoffs.
Josh Allen has played better than Jalen Hurts in the playoffs.
If you want to call in and say
with less around him.
Herbert's more talented, but he stunk in the playoffs. Jalen's got to be above him. I'm with you. You won't get a single argument from me. The Allen thing, one thing I do agree with Chuck on, they may overuse him. They may treat him like Superman, and that may actually hurt them in big moments.
Yeah, it does.
Is that his fault or is that the team's fault?
It's the team's fault because they rely so heavily. I think this is what happens when we talk about quarterbacks and Jalen gets penalized. And I'll give Chris Sims credit for this. It's because what Jalen does is they have a lot of talent around him. I mean, it's almost like pick your poison, and he does have a skill set that allows you to put more stress on the defense. That's what it's about, Joe. Because when I think of Jalen, and I think of this team as the Eagles, and if I was a defensive coordinator, they have the ability. If you don't have the personnel, they had the ability in the passing game and in the running game twice to put stress on a defense. Because you go in a game, and this is the way it was taught to me. You line up your 11, okay, and you okay, my corner, it can match up with this corner. My corner can match up with the receiver. Okay, this corner might have a little bit of trouble with this receiver, so I'm going to take my safety and help him over the top. He's going to have to help over the top. My D-line against their D-line, I like my chances. We got one guy that can rush the passer. We're going to try to make sure that he's one-on-one so he can beat their guy.
Right.
That's the basic – I'm giving you the basic strategy in a game plan. But when you look at the Eagles, you have so many things to defend. That's when you have to have a really good defensive coordinator that can dial up the right defense in the right moment to help combat all those weapons that the Eagles have. And Jalen Hurts, whether you like it or not, he's a weapon in this offense. He's probably not the greatest weapon, but it makes him the greatest weapon because he's the signal caller and he controls the football, but he's a weapon nonetheless.
I'm going to make a cross-sport comparison. I don't know. Everything lately becomes that you're hating. I think this is a compliment I'm going to give him. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the best in the league, right? We're comparing the best versus the best. Like the way you describe it, Hugh, and the way I see it, is he's more Magic Johnson than he is Michael Jordan.
Facilitator.
Yes. And is part of why Magic was such a great player is he had James Worthy and he had Kareem, but he was also a huge part of the greatest, you know, what they were, right? Like they were the best team in the NBA.
But they called them Showtime.
Yeah, and then for a decade, they ran the West. I mean, the Eagles could run the NFC, but doesn't mean he's better than Michael Jordan, right? That would be Mahomes in this case. That's just the way I view it.
Well, see, this is what these arguments have become, because a lot of people don't like to admit, you know, to say, hey, man, you know what, you might have something, you might be right about something. So they want to twist themselves in a pretzel and hurt themselves and say, well, he had this around him or he had this around him. And I always say Joe Montana had Jerry Rice. Joe Montana had some great receivers around him. What's his name? The other one, Steve Young had Jerry Rice. Like, name me teams that haven't had great players somewhere on the team that allowed them to have success.
As much as I think it's going to make people cringe, because like we're in that realm now, there is some Troy Aikman Cowboys early 90s to this.
Man, listen.
This is a loaded team.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Great offensive line.
And nobody talks about Troy like that.
Great running back. But if we unpack the Troy thing, it is part of his story. Because look at Troy Aikman's numbers. You brought this up before. They're not anything special, yet he did play well in the Super Bowls, right? He has three rings on his finger. He's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. But nobody talks about that. Like, people get caught up in their side of the story that they want to tell.
Right.
And that's all they can see. That's an issue. That's an issue.
But
because you don't want to hear what you don't want to see everything. You just want to see your little part of it.
Right. And I know we're in this, and the other thing I'm going to bring up is 30 years ago. Is it unfair to say I don't think Troy Aikman was as good as Dan Marino?
It's not unfair to say, in my opinion,
But that's what I think is happening when I say I don't think Jalen's as good as Josh. Let's use Josh Allen. He's the one that bothers everyone. I think it's similar in that Dan was better. But Dan Marino didn't win, and he stunk in some playoff games. But like he didn't have what Troy Aikman had.
Because we are in an era where championships matter, and the way that you win the championship matters. Because this is, in a nutshell, to me, this is the whole Michael Jordan argument, is that Michael faced more adversity than LeBron did. Because LeBron went out and built a super team and won a championship. He didn't stay where he was in Cleveland. To me, in a nutshell, that's what the argument boils down to. Michael Jordan stayed with one team and won a championship. That was the old way of doing things.
Right.
So now LeBron, we have this debate on who's the GOAT, because Michael Jordan he went to the championship, never lost one. LeBron had to move around to move mm-hmm. get one. So my question to everybody is this. If you know what they say, don't work harder, work smarter. So you go out and get Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, to make it easier to win. Why is that all of a sudden a problem?
If your quarterback
has some flaws.
It's good for us. It just adds to the element of trying to parse them.
It becomes part of the exercise, because when you compare people, then you start analyzing like outside factors, because you don't just compare them in a vacuum. That's not how these things work. You have to look at the other circumstances, like what's around them, all that stuff.
And unlike baseball and basketball, you can't just say, well, he scored 25 points, he scores 15, because the schemes are so different, right?
It's not a negative on him. It's just you have to use it when you're evaluating who they are.
And nothing's wrong with that.
All right, before we get caught up here, we're going to make the afternoon guys late because we're rambling and screaming and yelling about the same thing. We'll come back to this because I think there's a lot more.
It ain't going nowhere.
There's a lot more to unpack.
That's why every time we bring it up, I say, do y'all really want to have this conversation?
And I do, and then I get upset, but it is fun. All right. We need to, I think, is this, we'll do this before you people. Can we, we have to investigate something because.
Well, I was going to do it in you people.
Oh, you know
it was pointed out by you people, okay, so I wanted to give them.
Let's do that. Let's get to you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
This show is delusional.
I agree. I don't know about what, but
that's someone on you people.
I mean, you could say that almost about anything.
Yep, that's true.
Thank you for listening.
Every single segment.
That was pretty early on too. I mean,
oh wow. Well, that's about the Phillies. That's about Hugh.
Probably. Yeah. Hugh, by the way, who is looking like a dart frog?
A dart. I gotta look that up. Dart frog.
Yeah, look it up. It's got the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Somebody called you a poisonous frog one time, which I think is probably the same thing. Yeah.
Dart frog. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Hugh looks like a Steelers great.
So,
how about with some Steelers?
Rod Lakin, brand manager here at WIP, also thought that you were wearing Steelers.
Yeah, but
this is black and
this is blue. This is blue.
It's more Notre Dame to me.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Or
that.
Michigan, maybe some Michigan.
Yeah, people, it's tough to see. It's
yeah,
a little bit dark,
this is blue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is more blue than anything.
You look like Lala the Teletubby.
Tinky Winky. I remember the Teletubbies. Tinky Winky.
Lala was the yellow one though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you in this? When you in that range, Kyle? That the Teletubbies?
Oh yeah, Teletubbies. Big on Teletubbies. Yeah, man. Yep. Hugh calling Otto Kemp old boy is about 2 years from Medicare. Sure is something.
That's a good one. Did I tell y'all that when I went out this weekend? I went to the club, right?
Yeah.
And so you got to go through the security.
Yep.
As soon as I woke up, dude said, "What's up, old school?"
Oh, had that one hit.
It hit home.
Old school, man.
I almost went home. I was ready to go.
That's a tough look. Old school.
Yep. He said, "What's up, old school?"
Yeah. A couple things out of context.
Okay.
Ridiculous, Hugh.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it's about.
I need to help y'all out. At least if you make a comment, at least try to give us some context.
I like the new context sometimes.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Especially this one. Say what you want about Hugh, but at least he tries.
He meant that not in a nice way, but
I guess.
I love a good say what you want about this person. Yeah. Like it implies that people are ripping you to shreds.
That's almost like a bless your heart type deal. Is. It's like bless your heart.
Between that and old school, you're having a tough week.
Yeah. This one we actually do have context for because this was during your Rocky rant. What the hell is Hugh talking about?
Yeah.
Didn't quite get through to everybody.
Yeah. Never. Kylie never does.
No. But take what you can get. At least you try, you know. This one's not on YouTube, but I got to shout out one of our good listeners, Matt, because
mm-hmm.
Hugh likes to flex his parlays all the time.
Yes.
And he was mentioning us last night that he found a bet, and it's not a parlay, but it's Alec Bohm is at bats.
Hey, pitches seen, right?
Yes, to go under 3.5 pitches.
So when I saw him, he sent that to us last night. I said he may have found the biggest lock in sports. Bohm, so you can bet on one of the sports books how many pitches a batter, like an at bat, will last, right? Mm-hmm. Like over under 3.5 pitches.
Okay,
so he went 5 for 5 last.
Yeah, he
night.
Bet the under on Bohm's, and he hit 5 times in a row because Bohm doesn't take pitches. He doesn't work counts.
Okay.
It's a great bet.
That's a really good bet.
The books are going to catch
up. Might be a glitch.
Yeah, Matt's going to clean them out, and then they're going to catch up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. All right. So let's get to this. Now,
okay.
Because Hugh,
we got to talk about something.
Yeah, we got to have a little.
I'm kind of nervous now. Now I'm nervous. What happened?
Well, we think you farted again, dude.
What you mean?
And it just so happened to be like last time when it's somehow every time you talk about defense being a luxury, you rip ass.
Rip ass.
You're like Pinocchio.
Hey,
yeah. Well, so we're gonna play and we're gonna let you decide. This one might be the most egregious of all of them, to be honest with you.
I'm listening. It's the chair, man. I keep telling y'all, it's the chair, man. But I full disclosure,
that was airy to be a chair.
That was a pretty good one.
Oh,
but I didn't
my goodness.
Fart. I promise you, I didn't fart.
It's like the last time you're talking about it being a luxury.
It's a luxury. That's a hill. That hill is going to stay there. It's the chair. I keep telling y'all. It's the chair.
Just all right. What if we make a deal? I'm
going to
broker a deal right now.
This is funny.
All right, I'm going to broker a deal. If you come clean and admit to both being...
Come clean.
Admit to the entire audience that you farted twice during defense luxury conversations, we'll let it go and we'll delete the drops.
No, we're not doing that. And we're definitely not deleting them drops because I'm not giving you that. And it hits a little different. You say sustain. I didn't fart.
And for some reason, every time there's a pause.
It's this chair. I'm telling you.
Because he's trying not to fart, and then he does it by accident. I mean, we all know what happened.
It's the chair. It's the chair. And I like how y'all have side. I didn't even notice that. Y'all have side conversations going, man. I don't like that. I don't like to be talked about while I'm like sitting right here.
We set you up, man.
Hold on a second. Don't I sit in the same kind of chair that you do?
But you don't sit in this chair.
But wait a second. Richie does.
He probably, sounds like that. They don't move around as much as I do because I get animated. And Spike likes to stand up.
Richie sits there every morning.
Yeah, but he's
never
not
heard
his,
this.
Richie, sometimes you have, like, and I love John Richie, but sometimes you got to check his pulse. We got to check his pulse sometimes.
Yeah,
he's really mellow, man.
He's almost
really
too mellow. Yeah.
John is real mellow. Because we had, you know what's funny, though?
This is spin, though, that no one else seems to have this problem.
Hey, John, I'm going to try to clean it up as much as I possibly can.
Hey, everyone in the chat thinks it's a fart.
Yeah, but.
Of course they do.
Like, we had a conversation yesterday about certain things that should happen at certain points in relationships.
Please watch what you're saying.
I'm just saying. I said, John, you've been dating for a while. You should have crossed all those lines by this time. What? I kept it clean.
No, I feel like this is a filibuster.
Yeah, this is. No,
I'm just saying.
This is distract. This is a classic filibuster. Let me distract from the main idea with something. Look over here,
John
everyone.
Ritchie. I'm not.
I'm talking about
I'm
Richie's personal life.
I didn't say anything about John's Richie personal life. I just said we had a conversation. And I was like, dog, you've been dating for a while now. Yeah. Lines is crossed.
Anyway, so you're admitting to the fart?
No, I didn't fart. I didn't fart.
Not a single soul believes you.
They should, because I ain't got to lie. I ain't fart. Joe, I'm telling you, when I fart, you will know, because it's going to light this room up like a Christmas tree.
Well, the audience knows what they know.
And I'll be like, because I'm telling you, when I fart, because I'm on YouTube, look, make sure y'all look, because I'm going to lift one of these cheeks like that, and then you're going to know. Because you know it's gonna be bad.
This feels like the whole thing feels like an HR violation. I'm contacting HR. All right, that's enough for us today. I think for a lot of this send this one to the Radio Hall of Fame. Okay, the Marconi arrives on this hour of radio as we yell about Jalen Hurts in the list and Hugh farts in the studio. All right, you guys have a great rest. I believe is the afternoon show at one of our favorite places.
Chesapeake. Yep.
They're at the Chesapeake.
Oh, they're at the Chesapeake.
What's your
John Marco? Holla! I called him John Carlo the other day. John Marco. I apologize, man.
What are you doing?
Get
it together.
I was texting and then I was like,
yeah.
I was trying to get these mugs and stuff. So I was asking
trying to get
Marco.
Free things.
Well, no, I was trying to ask him how I could get them.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right, they're at the
and
Chesapeake.
I called him John Carlo.
Yeah,
you did it. John Marco.
Yeah, John Marco at the
John
Chesapeake.
Marco. Shout out to John Marco in the Chesapeake. Nice spot, man.
Great spot. All right, enjoy their show. Top 11 talk coming up with the afternoon show. We'll see you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.